They'll build you up just to tear you down. Say they with you, then they not around. So I'm done with the pressure, done with the fake, done trying to be what the world wanna make. God call me different, I'm walking that path. I ain't living for them, ain't going back. They praise them, then they turn. Same crowd, different words. So what I chase, but already rejected him. From a world that crucified a perfect man.
Now I walk by faith.
I don't need their hands. Used to live for approval. Now I live for truth. If they turn on him, they'll turn on you.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Her son to God, God rewarded her in great ways. The priest, Eli, prayed for Hannah and her husband. And due to her faithfulness and her vow, God blessed them with children. And that's a story for another time. God has an eternity to do everything. But God can bless us instantaneously, but our blessings are still coming. My brothers and sisters, so the first thing we see in a mother's prayer is the power of prayer. Hannah is willing to pray for her family to the point of weeping before God. Have you ever been on your knees and you at your last end? Maybe you didn't have any food in the cupboard and you call upon the name of the Lord, who is our provider. Have you ever got on your knees and went before the Lord in tears? Maybe you had a health condition and you didn't think you would make it, and then all of a sudden things change. Have you ever been in a position where you got on your knees and weeping and moaning and you called out on the Lord and you saw the power of God manifesting itself? My brothers and sisters, prayer changes things. When we think about our prayer life, it shouldn't just be on Sunday. It should be all through your life. Mothers, can I share with you, every now and then, we will all go through some battles in life over your families. And the reason for that is that the enemy desire is to tear down the family structure. Look at what the enemy did to Job. His family was destroyed. God had already equipped Job, though, for the battle that was before him. My advice to the mother is don't stop praying. Just call on the name of the Lord. Because Jesus will fight your battle. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is your battle. He goes before us in every battle that we go through in life. And when we turn things over to God, when we turn it over to him, he is our fortress. For there is power in his name. There is deliverance in his name. There is restoration in his name. But I love this. There is salvation in his name. My brothers and sisters, the heart of this entire story is centered on Hannah's prayer and how God hears her prayer, and God is impressed with Hannah. We're told she prayed with tears. And in verse 10, she prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And it was Hannah in distress. We see Hannah prayed with a purpose. In verse 11, she made a vow. And a vow is a solemn promise or pledge to dedicate someone to a cause or something or someone to a cause. I know something about a vow. I made a vow to the Lord many years ago, and it was, and I shared this many years ago here, how I made a vow to give the Lord $1,000 by the end of the year. That wasn't my tithe. That was a vow. I made a vow to give the Lord $1,000 by the end of the year for a special occasion for the church. And at the end of the year, I had kept the certain amount of money, and I gave that money back to the church. And my uncle, who was the pastor of the church, St. John Primitive Baptist Church, in Dallas, he came to me. He said, "Nephew," he said, "I need to ask you something." He said, "What do you want me to do with this $1,000? I said, "Uncle, do whatever you need to do with it." He said, "Our insurance is due on the church. We're $700 in the red." And he said, "This would help us with the insurance." I said, "Uncle, use the money." I said, "I made a vow to the Lord that I would give $1,000 to the church. I'm completing what the Lord told me to do." And the $700 was paid, and the insurance on the church was paid. But that's not the end of the story, because when you consecrate and you make a vow to the Lord will turn around and bless you. Because out of that $1,000 that I gave to the Lord, I got a letter from my mortgage company to say your escrow was overpaid by $2,000, and I've got to give you back $2,000 from your escrow. And my job, Procter & Gamble, gave me a $1,000 bonus, and out of $1,000, I got $3,000 at the end of the year. You can't tell me what God won't do. Now, if you wonder why I said tithing is essential for your blessing, if you stop saying what you can't do and do what the Lord tells us to do, the Lord will bless you according to his divine purpose for our lives, and he will bless you according to his riches and glory. He owns the silver as well as the gold, the cattle on a thousand hills. That's the God who we serve. If we say we love him, why won't we obey him? If we just learn to trust him and stop doubting him, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy your blessings. But when you just trust God blindly, God will open up a vision for you to see what he's up to. And from that very time, I have been faithful to the Lord. Even to this day, he's still trying to get me, "Don't you pay your tithe this month." I cannot afford to pay him, because I know God has been good to me. God has blessed me. And whenever I'm in need, something always happens. Sister Matthews will tell you, I went to Gina's and I came back with $100 in my pocket. Why? And then I turn around and I put that back into the church. Here's what I know about God. When you give, he will give you more. She gave her son, and God blessed her, Hannah, with more children. He's blessing us. When we understand what God is up to, he's trying to bless us in spite of the fact we don't completely trust him. Will you trust him to be God? and do what he's anointed and called us to do, he will give you more.
Yes, he will.
You don't hear me.
Yes, he will.
He will give you more.
Yes, he will.
My brothers and sisters, God heard her prayers and God gave her the desires of her heart. That's the way we as believers should pray.
Yes.
And when we do this, Psalm 37 and 4 say, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
If your heart is lined up with the heart of God, your desires will be what he desires.
Yes.
Secondly, godly mothers desire God's best for her children. A godly mother loves her children so much that she is willing to give him back to the Lord. He gave him to you from the start. I've often asked the Lord, where was I before I got here? The Lord knew. A godly mother desired the best for her children. Hannah knew that Samuel would be raised in the house of the Lord. She's convinced that God's best is the best. God's best is the best. Anything less than this is less than his best. Thirdly, the power of a praying mother who keeps her word to God. God was able to trust Hannah because he knew he could trust her to do what she promised. Can God depend on you and I to keep your word to him? Have you promised God something? And I'm raising my hand. Have you promised God something and you didn't do it? Have you promised God that you would do a ministry and you haven't? Have you promised God that you would embrace others and you? God is watching us. Can God depend on you to keep your word to him? As soon as Samuel was weaned, we are told, Hannah brought him to the tabernacle, and she honored her words to God. But she didn't just leave him there and walk away. For we see 1 Samuel 2:19 tells us that each year his mother made him a robe and took it to him when she went up to her mother, with her husband, to offer the annual sacrifice. Every year, she went to visit her son. And then lastly, fourthly, a mother tells her children about God. She looked for ways to tell her children about how God loved them and cared for them. She looks for ways to drive home the fact that we are precious in his sight. As I close, the power of a praying mother is one of the most powerful forces on earth. Mothers have within their hand the ability to shape the future of their children. On this Mother's Day, we want to thank God for the mothers. I think about Jesus who went to a cross, and it was his mother that went as far as she could go with him. Mike, where were the men? It was his mother that went as far, and a mother will go as far if she can go with her children. Because her love for her children. A mother will give her life for her children. And Andy, I cannot share this with you. I watch the animal kingdom a lot. If you mess with animals, the cubs, a bear, a lioness, if you mess with a mother's children, they will light you up.